Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. We are less than a week away from Election Day. Of course, early voting has been happening here in our beloved Commonwealth since when? Last Christmas? God, it just seems like it never ends. But we've got the actual Election Day coming up on Tuesday. I do want to remind you quickly, tomorrow, old buddy of mine, Chris Ruddy, the man who is, he's Newsmax. Everything Newsmax. He created Newsmax. He's brought it to this point, and Chris is going to be with us tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly's going to be with us on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza is joining us on Monday as well. And today, I'm very, very happy to say that the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, Jason Meares, is joining us. Mr. Attorney General, thank you for being here.
Jeff, great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
The pleasure is always mine. So let's talk about what the Supreme Court just said vis-a-vis Governor Youngkin's decision that we were going to uphold the law in the Commonwealth. Seems like a crazy idea.
Yeah, this really novel idea that Virginia citizens should be the ones deciding Virginia elections.
Yeah.
And, the Supreme Court stay, I think, was an important win for common sense and for the rule of law. And, the idea that the Department of Justice would bring this suit 25 days before an election on a law that was signed by then-Governor Tim Kaine, a Democrat, that had been in place and enforced by previous Democrat governors and Republican governors 90 days before election, and then request that we violate our own law by ordering us to place non-citizens, self-identified non-citizens, back in the voter rolls, just show, I think, kind of the misplaced priorities in Merrick Garland's Justice Department.
Were you shocked even a little bit after the governor said, yes, we are going to uphold the rule of law, we're going to deal with a law that's been on the books since Tim Kaine signed it into law? Were you even a little bit upset when Merrick Garland's DOJ said, oh, wait a minute, we're going to fight you on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, for two reasons. One, this is the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. I can think of no greater civil right, obviously, than the right to vote. But if a non-citizen is to vote, that means they're canceling out the vote of a U.S. citizen. They're literally taking away your right. That is astonishing to me. The second is, if you remember the SAFE Act that was articulated in advance by Speaker Johnson in the U.S. Congress, that would at the federal level require U.S. citizenship to vote, which, by the way, it's federal law.
Right.
But the biggest argument the left was using, the Biden administration was using, was, listen, this is not necessary. It's not needed. Why? Because each individual state have their own tools and their own mechanisms to make sure and ensure that non-citizens are not voting in our elections. Well, so that was their excuse to defeat the SAFE Act. Now you have a law signed by a Democratic governor, and they are wasting the resources of the full weight and power of the Department of Justice to try to stop a state that is simply following a law that says people that self-identify as a non-citizen cannot be on our voting rolls.
Right.
It really is astonishing, and I think it really breeds a level of cynicism with government that they're doing this.
Now, here's the thing, Jason. I looked at this, and just like you, I thought, wait a minute, you guys on the left have told me over and over and over and over and over again that this is not an issue, it doesn't happen, it's no big deal, so why would you be fighting back on this? And the language that was used on the part of the sort of the bum-kissing media was like, oh my God, it's a purge. They use that term more.
Not a purge.
Right. Okay, so explain to everybody what it really is.
I will be honest with you. The one thing I've seen time and time again, the legacy media just confirms, particularly how they cover the story, you have too many reporters that are more interested in being first than getting it right.
Yep.
And so they will repeat these ad nauseum talking points, but they actually haven't looked at the facts. Here are the facts. Under Ralph Northam, and the previous administration, they extended and expanded driving privileges for non-citizens. All right? You go into the DMV, you're seeking driving privileges, and you check a box affirming you're not a citizen. You are informing the DMV, I am not a United States citizen. I am not a citizen of this country.
Right.
That information is then sent to the Department of Elections. They compare that to their voter rolls. They see these individuals' names pop on a case-by-case basis. I want to emphasize, a case-by-case basis, where they see this is an individual that is positively self-identified as a non-citizen. They've ended up on our voter rolls, whether by accident or something more nefarious. I'll let your listeners decide that. But they have showed up on our voting rolls, and then we send a letter to that person informing them, just informing you, you have self-identified as a non-citizen. That is a violation of Virginia law. You have 14 days to come talk to your registrar, get this cleared out. If you are indeed, if this is a mistake, if you check the wrong box, clear with your registrar, make sure we get this clear. And it's a case-by-case business. A purge is for 90 days before an election for a state to say, you know what, anybody with the last name Meares, I'm getting them off the voting rolls. It's not an individual case-by-case basis. And so that is a very, very specific legal term that these reporters were repeating ad nauseum, and they never, ever bothered to really see what exactly was happening with elect. By the way, Democratic governors, Ralph Northam and Terry McCall, also within the 90-day period, removed non-citizens on a case-by-case basis off their voting rolls. Where was the Washington Post? Where was the Richmond Times-Dispatch? Where are these reporters then? Dead silent, which I think says a lot more about them than about the common sense measures that the Governor Youngkin was doing.
Absolutely. I want to remind everybody that Jason Meares is joining us, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth. Let's talk about the numbers as well, Jason, because, again, if you listen to the legacy news media people, these are hacks. It's just unbelievable hackerama that they've established. But they want you to believe it's a purge. You just explain that it's not. They want people to believe, oh, my gosh, there's a million people that are going to be denied their right to vote. What are the real numbers? And are there remedies on Election Day?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. So it's roughly 1,500 people that are self-identified as non-citizens. So let's say, hypothetically, you've gone to DMV, you checked the wrong box, you've actually informed DMV that you're not a citizen when you are.
Right.
Let's just say you decide to ignore the letters from the Department of Elections to respond within 14 days. You're removed off your voter rolls. You go to vote. You're allowed in Virginia same-day voter registration. So that's the ultimate backdrop. You're allowed to do both same-day voter registration or register to vote. You're also allowed to sign an affidavit that day attesting that you are indeed a citizen. So you have multiple safeguards. The right to vote is the most sacred right we have as Americans. I have vivid memory as a child. My mother was not able to exercise her right to vote for who the leader of her country was until she was in her late 30s after fleeing Cuba. And taking me with her so I could see my mother proudly casting her vote for the first time. It was a special, special, special moment. So I recognize what a unique privilege it is. We are protecting that privilege. We're also making sure that your vote isn't canceled by a non-citizen that inadvertently or nefariously votes in an election that they're not allowed. By the way, that is a federal law. You are not allowed, if you are not a U.S. citizen, to vote in a federal election. So we are trying to both follow the law, and I think the standard should be easy to vote, hard to cheat. That should be the standard we're striving to. And I know that's the standard that Governor Youngkin is seeking as well.
Well, I think that's absolutely a perfect standard. And if I can follow up on that, Jason Meares, our Attorney General, is joining us. If it's a federal law that would be broken by having a person vote inappropriately, non-citizen, are you then not protecting them from violating a federal law and perhaps being subject to prosecution and incarceration and all sorts of punishment?
That is an excellent point, Jeff, because think about it. Once you're on the voting rolls, what do we get? We get text messages. We get constant direct mail pieces to our mailbox, text messages, email, inundating us saying, go vote, go vote, go vote. They're inducing you. Perhaps you're a non-citizen. You're not a citizen. You're here legally, but you're not a citizen. You get all these text messages. You get all these things in the mail saying, go vote. And you think, okay, well, maybe I do have privileges maybe I didn't realize I had before. And they are literally, inadvertently, by keeping on the voting rolls and ensuring you're getting all of this communication from the campaigns, you could argue, yes, we're protecting you from possibly being induced to go vote when you're not a citizen.
Yeah.
I think that's a really important point that you make. And we want to make sure that Virginia law is followed. That's what the governor is doing. Both he and I swore an oath January 15th of 2022 to defend the U.S. Constitution, the Virginia Constitution, and faithfully execute the laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that's what we've been doing.
Quick question, as I know you got a million things you're doing, and I don't want to keep you over, but is this it? Is this the final word since the Supreme Court said that this is what we're going to do, or is there some other nonsense that we're going to see from Merrick Garland's band of happy people there at the DOJ?
Well, I don't anticipate anything between now and Election Day.
Okay.
This whole procedure is the plaintiffs, the moving parties, sought a emergency injunction to prevent us from following the law. The district court judge granted that. We appealed that to the Supreme Court. Sometime in the next year, this will be litigated in federal court.
Gotcha.
But as for purposes of this election, we're going to be able to follow Virginia law.
I love it. Well, listen, I think the world of you. You know that. I think that you and Governor Youngkin are doing the right things for my Commonwealth. I appreciate that that you're doing it on a regular basis and on a personal level, man. I just always appreciate you making some time for us. It means the world to me.
Always a pleasure, Jeff.
Thank you,
next
sir.
One, my friend. Have a good one.
You too. That is Jason Meares. He is the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth. This is all about common sense, kids. This is not a purge. This is not targeting anybody. This is not denying anybody any rights. This is about enforcing a law that has been in place since Tim Kaine signed it into law. It is about keeping people from violating a federal law. And despite what the legacy news media bottom feeders would have you believe, it's not a million voters being denied their rights. It is about 1,500 people who said, they said, not us, they said to the DMV, nope, I am not a citizen. Could they have made a mistake? Yes. Did they get opportunities to correct that? Yes, they would have been contacted and said, dear Mr. So-and-so or dear Miss Such-and-such, you said on your DMV form that you are not a citizen. Is that what you meant to say? And you could write back or check the right back. Oh, my gosh, no, I made a total mistake. Okay, well, we're going to fix that. Let's say you ignore all of those entreaties that come from the Commonwealth of Virginia saying, did you make a mistake when you said this? Is this what you want to say? And then you show up at your polling place. And they say, well, you're not even on the voting rolls anymore. You were removed. Well, what happens? Well, you still get to vote. It's a provisional ballot while the process is adjudicated, if you will. So nobody's being denied their rights. In fact, people are being protected from violating a federal law. You are saving people from becoming a felon. I think that's a pretty good thing. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Garbage! Garbage! You know what I would like to see? Somebody doing a cartoon. Put a meme together. A whole bunch of us marching into the polling place, voting for Donald Trump, and then marching out the other side. And you could tag it, garbage in, garbage out. Why are we playing all of this Oscar the Grouch stuff? Germ, remind everybody why we're doing that. All right, one more time. Let's hear. Can you hear that enough? I don't think so. Yeah. So you're garbage and I'm garbage. I got it. Now, I am not upset or depressed or insulted. Why? Because I long ago gave up on the idea that the leftists thought anything else of me. I see it on a regular basis interacting with leftists. Some of the leftists might be in positions that would shock you. And you go, really? And you go, oh, yeah, yeah. Those are leftists. And that's exactly how they think. So I'm not surprised. I guess the surprise is that Joe Biden actually did say the quiet part out loud, as they say.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. There's another cleanup on aisle Biden, but even the usual suspects who were trying their best to put this mess back in the can, they can't do it because there it is. He said it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no spinning. There's no dissecting. There's no pointing in another direction. He said it. And there is a part of me that wonders if he simply shared the truth with everybody because, frankly, he's not a big Kamala Harris fan either. We got Mike Dickinson joining us at 5:35, our citizen journalist, just back from the biggest Trump rally in history. 5:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Me too!
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yum! Oh, yeah! Me too! Oh, I love trash! And here we are, you and I are just wallowing in the trash because, you know, we're garbage. And if you forgot that, where is Uncle Joe? Did Joe Biden remind us of that?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Biden. Look, he's a creepy dude. You know that. I know that.
He got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun.
I repeat, he is a creepy dude.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
I repeat again, he is a creepy, creepy dude. All right. You keep snorting over there. But he said what the leftists believe, that you and I are garbage. And there are some people I know today who are just so upset. Oh, my God. I can't believe he said it. I can totally believe he said it.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Right. And you'll notice that of all the people that we've chatted with and all the text I've shared with you coming in on the Chronic Air of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, the one person who has consistently said they're not the least bit disturbed or upset or insulted has been me. Why? Because I knew this. Every once in a while, I come across something where I think, yeah, I knew that. When people want to tell me something about historical professional wrestling, I can sit back and go, yeah, I knew that.
Come on, man.
Well, it's true. I know. There are one or two things I know. Law enforcement procedures. Every once in a while, I know a thing or two. So when I hear Joe Biden tell me that I'm garbage because I'm supporting President Trump, I'm not the least bit surprised. Not surprised at all. I just want you to bear that in mind and keep that front and center, because that is exactly how those hardcore leftists, well, even the marginal leftists at this point, every leftist now thinks that about you, thinks that about me. And Mike Dickinson, oh, come on, Mike Dickinson's got his own trash can as far as they're concerned. Mike, welcome, my friend. Good to have you here.
Always good to have you. I'm living the good life in my trash can, surrounded by trash.
There you go. And say, I love trash. I mean, how could you? Right? I'm going to go out on a limb, but you correct me if I'm wrong. But you also probably not the least bit surprised that Joe Biden said what he said.
I'm not shocked whatsoever. Anybody who's dealt with the Democrats, local Democrats in Richmond, state Democrats in Virginia, local leftist people in the community that consider themselves to be Democrat, they all look down on us. They all think that they're elitist, that they know everything, that you can't dare hurt their feelings, but they can stomp all over yours,
right,
and that they can sit there in their little place and make judgments upon you because they know everything. And in their world, you're trash. That's what the whole theory of how the Democrat Party operates these days. That's what they think. They're elitist, and they think if you're not one of them and believe everything they do, you're trash.
Yeah. Boy, I wish that weren't the case, but it is what it is. And, Mike, you're a guy who lives in the real world. You just take people as they are. When people say something to you, when they tell you who they are, you got to believe them.
I do 100%. And let me tell you, when we did Trump trains in Richmond in 2020, mm-hmm. the amount of vile of people that we saw, and this is Henrico County, this is the west end of Henrico County, this is Monument Avenue, this is Patterson Avenue,
yep.
the amount of women, who women especially, who came out, the same ones that support Kamala Harris, they'd come out and they would give us the finger, they would shout profanities at us, we had guns pulled on us, and these are by people who claim that they're the most tolerant, and, oh, you have to be super tolerant, oh, I'm offended by you, I'm so offended. But yet, they don't have the patience or the tolerance for anybody else. But that's the Democrats. That is the Democrats.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They are all about tolerance and inclusion and diversity, so long as you will agree with every single thing that they say.
I mean, what if somebody called diversity thrift garbage? What if somebody called one of their, LGBTQ community? What if someone made jokes about them or called them garbage? Mm-hmm. Then Joe Biden and everybody else would be on TV crying to death about it. Oh, this is not right. It's hate speech. It's hate speech. But yet they can do that to us? No, it doesn't work like that. They're the ones that keep pushing this.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. It is all about how much they despise those of us who are, well, not them.
The peace and love we are. We're the people that get along with everybody. They're the ones that throw a conniption fit.
That's exactly right. Hey, Mike, so give us a little lay of the land. You were down there in Georgia. You joined us as on a special day to provide some report on the biggest Trump rally, I guess, in history. How did it wind up going, and how did you feel walking out of there at the end?
Oh, it was so great. President Trump delivered, as he always does. Somebody on his campaign, including maybe President Trump, is a fan of WWE, because you can tell with the production video and the pyro and Trump.
Nope, I think we keep losing Mike. All right. See if
I think it was Tucker Carlson asked how many people in this crowd today are going to be first-time voters for the Republican Party or former Democrats. And I would say about a fourth of the people there did raise their hand.
Wow.
A fourth of the people. Because they're sick of this economy and all of the issues that Kamala's caused and Joe Biden's caused. Another good time was, we hear all this stuff about Kamala Harris being proud of sending money overseas and doing this and that. Mm-hmm. And you never hear her or Joe Biden address it anytime. They never address the people of Western North Carolina. Tulsi Gabbard called them out on that to everybody's applause.
Yeah.
So I think everybody united around that. I think that there was such a cross section of people there. There were men, there were women, there were white people, black people, there were Asians. There was every demographic that you can think of was represented there. And this whole idea that the Democrats like to portray, and LeVar Stoney portrays it all the time, that, Trump and his supporters, they're all racist. We have to vote for Kamala Harris because everybody that Trump supporters are all racist.
Mm-hmm.
Totally untrue.
Right.
I was sitting in line between two black women from Atlanta, Georgia, and this was the first time they'd ever voted. They were ever going to vote for a Republican or come out to a rally for a Republican.
Wow.
And I talked to them, and they were like, that they're so sick of the way that America is going, how nobody can get ahead with the way that people are taxed to death when they work, how the Democrats are so focused on giving money to everybody else except Americans.
That's right.
The ones that are paying the taxes.
Yeah.
The Democrats want to give money to they want to give money to illegals. They want to give money to Ukraine. They want to give money here. Money going everywhere except for the people who are in America. And that was the prevailing thought of a lot of people I spoke to.
Well, and Mike, you have to look at it this way. Every single one of us, regardless of our skin color, our gender, our religion, our political affiliation, any of that, we go to the grocery store, we try to buy groceries, we see that things are more expensive, way more expensive. We go to the gas station to put gas in our car or diesel in the truck or whatever it is, we see that that is more expensive. Maybe we've got kids or a niece, a nephew, another family member who believes now that they're just priced out of ever buying a house. These are not issues that pertain to political affiliation. These are things happening to Americans in America at the hands of people who seemingly hate Americans.
Yes, and it seems to everybody in America, the one thing that really gives you the freedom to do what you want to do is if you can economically prosper.
That's
if you can work, if you can buy a house, if you can put money in your pocket, if you can save money to pass to your heirs or your kids, generational wealth. And it just, you know, the Democrats are doing everything they can to take that money from you and spend it somewhere else.
That's
and
right.
They don't have answers. I mean, Kamala Harris, how arrogant can you be when you've said multiple times, what would I do different the last 4 years? Oh, I wouldn't do anything different. I think things are just peachy keen the way they are in America. Things are just super great for everybody.
Yep.
Well, they're not super great.
That's right.
Inflation's terrible. People can't afford to go to the grocery store. And this affects everybody. And I mean, everybody wants to do better. Everybody
exactly
wants
right.
to save a little money. Everybody wants to buy a house. Everybody wants to have something to leave their kids.
Yep.
And in the Democrats' America, that ain't happening.
That's exactly right. Mike, man, great stuff as always. I'm always appreciative of you making time for us. I want people to follow you over on X. Would you mind sharing with everybody your handle on X?
Yes, follow me on X. It's MikeD4RVA, MikeD4RVA. We all need to pray hard for President Trump to win on Election Day next Tuesday. And please pray for me because I'm going to be poll watching in Fulton County, which was the epicenter of all the controversy 4 years ago. I'm a poll watcher there.
Oh, man.
So you might see something. You might see me on some news next week. I don't know. I'm not going to let them cheat again. Special
all right,
enforcer,
well,
special referee.
Yeah, we will. We'll keep that all front and center. And next week, I got to go with you to talk a little bit about Henrico County's Commonwealth's attorney. Apparently,
Yes. Giving
on this prosecution, but we'll get to that, I promise. That is Mike Dickinson, MikeD4RVA over on X. It is 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I do as well, Oscar. I do. I love trash. If half of America is garbage, then I'm telling you right now, I love garbage. Absolutely think the world of my fellow Americans, unlike certain people.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Just vile. Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. How anybody can believe that is beyond me. Now, and make no mistake, he believes it. And Kamala Harris believes it. In fact, Kamala Harris did not condemn what he said. Isn't that the next, that's what we do now, right? We ask people, are you going to disavow what so-and-so said? Well, she didn't. I have her responses. When she was asked about it, she said, and I quote, he clarified his comments. No. She told people, well, I spoke with him after the remark, quote, but it didn't come up. You know why it didn't come up in conversation? Because she agrees with him. Because she, too, believes that you and I, who are supporting Donald Trump, are garbage. She would not acknowledge that there are millions of Americans who now feel insulted by the comment. She didn't understand what that meant. I don't understand how that could be. Well, I don't know. If somebody just called you a piece of trash, wouldn't you be a little insulted? She doesn't understand that. She did say that she disagrees with criticism of people based on who they vote for. Even though just yesterday, her hand-picked running mate, you know, the guy who's not a Jew, Tampon Tim Walz, compared all of us supporting Donald Trump to Nazis. You think there's a reevaluation going on inside the Kamala Harris campaign? Like, maybe we should have rolled the dice and picked the Jewish guy from Pennsylvania after all. Because we're still not getting the votes that we thought we would get. By the way, what did Tampon Tim Walz have to say about it? Because he was asked about it. He said, and I quote, the president's doing what he needs to do. Wow. Okay. When he was pushed a little bit further, Tampon Tim apparently blamed President Trump for what Joe Biden had to say. Now, I've got to confess, I did not hear or see that part, mainly because I just don't care. Right? That's a very powerful tool. Do you ever hear the expression, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose? If, in fact, you believe that you are free, you don't have anything left to lose, right? You're not going to be intimidated, you're not going to be oppressed, and you're not going to be insulted. So, Joe Biden can say that. I'm not upset or insulted personally. I'm insulted for other people, but it's not a shock to me. Because that's what he believes, that's what the leftists believe. And there's another phrase. God, it came from one of those books that was so popular for a long time. I forget what it is. I don't know, one of those books. It was a really good book. Something like, there's nothing new under the sun. Something like that. Anyway, tomorrow morning, John Reed will be here, 6 a.m. And I want to make sure you're listening to John. I do my best every morning to be there right at the beginning. Gary Hess does a great job with news. John does a great job with his commentary. And every single day, I'm like on the edge of my seat saying, is today the day that John announces, makes it official he's running for lieutenant governor? I don't know. Nobody tells me anything. But maybe he'll do that tomorrow. All right, have yourself a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.